Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with our friend Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing our show today. On the other side of the glass, we welcome you on this Thursday, December the 17th, Christmas Eve. Oh, my goodness. A week from today. Where in the world has this year flown by? And we've got a big anniversary coming up here on the Buckmaster Show, the first week in January, marking 5 years already for our radio project. And I want to thank all of our listeners who have helped make this program so successful here on KVOI AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, and we of course have the live streaming. You don't really need to be by a radio, but if you're around a computer, well, just log into kvoi.com. We've got the live stream of our show, and we also have that available on my website, buckmastershow.com. And also on my website, if you miss any of our programs, in fact, my wonderful assistant, Rosemary Brandt, has been able to archive just about every show we have done over the last 5 years, so they're all available pretty much for you at buckmastershow.com. We have, as usual, an hour filled with lots of content. We'll begin in a few moments with the Bishop of the Diocese of Tucson, Gerald Kakanis, is with me in studio. And about 12:30, Mark Leibowitz, who is the CEO of the Tucson Association of Realtors, will be joining us, and then we'll close out the show. A real success story going on here in Pima County at Pima Animal Care Center. They have really turned things around there as they now are pushing almost 90% of the animals are being adopted, which is really a huge turnaround. It's a very good news story, and we'll talk with Karen Hollish at about 12:45 about that. But right now, let's welcome Gerald Kakanis. Bishop Kakanis, how are you?
Good, Bill. Great to be with you, and congratulations on your upcoming fifth anniversary.
Five years on the air already, yeah.
That's amazing, yeah.
23 on TV, and now this, so we're pushing almost 30 years in the media here in Tucson.
Well, Tucson is blessed to have you, Bill.
Well, thank you very much. Bishop Kakanis is the seventh and the current bishop of Tucson. He took over, was it 2003?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and at the time when you took over, this was a diocese that was financially strapped, to say the least. There were big economic issues.
As you know, Bill, we had a very difficult situation with the radio, TV station, rather, that the diocese embarked upon and brought the diocese into about $32 million of debt. And right on the heels of that, of course, we had the sexual abuse issue that was a terrible pain for the people who endured the suffering as victims of sexual abuse by priests. And so that brought us into bankruptcy, actually. And I'm very grateful that the victims felt that it was a fair treatment and something that they appreciated the cooperation of the diocese in trying to begin some healing for them. So right now, we're out of debt, actually, and beginning to start recouping, especially in buying property up in Pinal County, which is a county that part of the diocese and is growing by leaps and bounds. And so we're looking to starting a new church. It's almost up now in Maricopa, the city of Maricopa.
Yeah, the small community. Well, it's not so small, really, anymore, just south of Phoenix, the
exactly,
city of Phoenix. Yeah.
Exactly. And in Santan Valley, we're doing a new church there, too. So lots of good news.
So overall in the diocese financial situation, give us a little idea about the portfolio of this diocese. It's a large diocese.
Sure. We cover 43,000 square miles. It's about the sixth largest geographic diocese in the country. We believe we have about 450,000 Catholics around the diocese because, as you know, we go north of Phoenix on the east and west. We go all the way up to Parker, all the way up to Payson, out to Yuma, San Luis, and then all along the border between Arizona and Mexico, the state of Sonora. So it's a large diocese, a beautiful diocese that I've come to feel very much at home in. And one of the things that has happened this year, which is kind of interesting, is they have begun a new diocese in Nogales, Sonora, who is our neighbor, of course. And so this Sunday, Bishop Jose Leopoldo Gonzalez Gonzalez, who is the first bishop of Nogales in Sonora, and I will be participating in a posada along the border and in Nogales, and look forward to that. And during the year, we plan to hold three masses along the border together, which would be part of his diocese, part of our diocese, in Douglas, in Naco, and in Nogales. So it's great to have a neighbor right across the border that we can share celebrations with.
So Nogales was part of the Tucson diocese. Is that Nogales, true, or is this a separate?
Nogales, Arizona is still part of the Diocese of Tucson, but Nogales, Sonora was part of the Archdiocese.
Oh, Nogales, Sonora.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Exactly.
So this is across the border.
And that used to be part of the Archdiocese of Hermosillo.
There you go.
And so it was just recently split off.
Okay. So, but you're saying that there's wonderful cooperation between the two countries.
Right. Now that we're right next door to each other, we're looking forward to some wonderful celebrations.
How is the new pontiff doing? Well, not so new anymore. My goodness, it was May of 2013 that Pope Francis took over. Have you met him?
I've had the opportunity now twice to meet him.
Wow.
Once in Rome and then when we were in Washington. And, you know, he's captured the imagination of people. Everywhere I go, if I'm wearing a collar, someone will say, "What do you think of the new Holy Father?" And before I can say anything, they say, "We love him."
Yeah.
In fact, we may even go back to church. So we hope they will go back to church. But, you know, he's been a very inspiring person. When he was here in the U.S., of course, it was amazing, the response of people, the media. It was his first visit, as you know, to the United States. He had never been here before. And I know when I had the opportunity to greet him in Rome, he was just so happy about the experience and what he learned about the American people and their enthusiasm and their spirit and all they're doing to help other people.
And of course, he is the first pope chosen from Latin America. He is also the first Jesuit ever chosen as pope. And there have been a lot of pontiffs, the 266. So some may be wondering, Bishop Kukenas, why did it take so long?
You know, it is an awareness now of the diversity of the church and the presence of the church in every part of the world. And one of the things this Holy Father, similar to Pope John Paul and to Pope Benedict, is he's visiting many countries. As you know, most recently he was in Africa. And, you know, he's a man without fear. You know, people warned him about going to the Central African Republic, that it was too dangerous. It was he'd be vulnerable, but that's not important to him. What's important to him is to be with the people. And one of the very moving things that took place when he was in the Central African Republic is he asked one of the imams from the Muslim faith to stand alongside of him and to pray together and to witness together that people of faith are for peace and people of faith are working together to bring about peace.
And so much is dividing us right now when it comes to religion,
yes,
the whole
definitely.
Political dialogue going on. Pope Francis really has spoken out against that, this divisiveness that's been going on.
You know, when he was at the Congress, he tried to say to the members of the Congress, we have a responsibility of leadership, and leadership dialogues. It tries to listen. It tries to express what they position they have. We don't agree on everything, obviously, and in a world as complex as ours, we can't agree on everything, but we need to say what's on our mind, say what our perspective is, and then, as he often says, to listen humbly, to look for ways that we can really work together to address some of the pressing issues of our time. You know, he's deeply concerned about the persecution of Christians in the world, people of other faiths, who are suffering because of their faith, and a man who is trying to call the world to a place of harmony, which is really what the Lord intends. You know, the world today is far from what the Lord intends, and hopefully by working together, by dialogue among nations, that we can address some of the issues that the world faces.
Yeah, I agree. I do not think the Lord intends the world for it to, this kind of chaos that's going on right now. I do not think the Lord is happy with all that that's going on. You know, you mentioned the Pope, very popular. I did a little, before our interview today, Bishop, a little research, and the one thing that most Catholics overwhelmingly agree with, and this was a worldwide survey done by Univision a while back. They polled more than 12,000 Catholics from five continents, and the new Pope came in with a resounding 87% think he is doing a good job. He's also declared this the year of the year of mercy, and that was that declaration, and that year of mercy began, I believe, December the 8th.
Exactly, and you know, two words that are constantly on the lips of the Holy Father are mercy and poor. And they are two passions for him. You know, he sees God as not someone distant from us, not someone aloof from us, not someone vengeful or judging, but a God of great compassion and mercy. And so he's calling the church to realize the ways that God has been merciful to us, and then in turn, we are to go out and show that same compassion and mercy to others. And so he's emphasizing this year, in the year of mercy, the corporal works of mercy, feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the sick, visiting those in prison, and burying the dead. And here in the diocese, I began the year of mercy at our state prison on Wilmot, celebrating Mass in two of the units with the men there. And it was a very moving experience because these men know that they need God's mercy. They realize some of the things they've done to harm people or harm their own families by getting in jail. And it was a beautiful experience to see them seeking to turn their lives back to the Lord. And then on Sunday, this past Sunday, we had the opening of the Holy Door, which the Holy Father did in Rome and was done in all the cathedrals of the world. And I was amazed to see how many people turned out for that, both here, and they also had a celebration in Yuma as well. And so the three places where one can enter the Holy Door to receive a plenary indulgence here in the diocese would be St. Augustine Cathedral, Immaculate Conception Parish in Yuma, and then San Javier, which of course was the first church.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's 12:17. Bishop Gerald Kakanis is with us, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation. We will be right back.
Financial Whiz Kid here with some tax advice for you. This year, you can make a charitable gift to Christian Family Care and help provide safe foster homes and caring parents for kids who really need them. The Arizona Foster Care Tax Credit lets you donate hundreds of dollars to this worthy cause and take a state tax credit for all of it, so there is no expense to you. And chances are, you can claim it on your federal taxes too. It's so simple, even a kid can do it. To learn more, visit fostercarecredit.org. That's fostercarecredit.org.
Zoo Lights, presented by BMO Harris Bank at Reed Park Zoo, is guaranteed to put you in the winter spirit with jingle bells, twinkling lights, falling snow, and Santa. Light displays, animal-themed-like sculptures, and thousands of sparkling bulbs are guaranteed to make Zoo Lights be a part of your holiday tradition. Every night from December 4th through the 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. with encore nights December 26th and 27th. $9 for adults, $5 for children with special discounts for zoo members. See reedparkzoo.org for details.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We are enjoying our conversation with the Bishop, Gerald Kakanis, Bishop of the Diocese of Tucson. And there's actually some very positive news about what is being called Cathedral Square in the downtown area. Bring us up to date, if you would, Bishop.
Sure. Bill, as you know, Cathedral Square is a historic place in the diocese. It's the church has had a very influential role in the development of our community here in the southern Arizona. And we were able to renovate our cathedral a couple of years ago, and people seem very happy with it. And also we built a placita in honor of Monsignor Carrillo, who was a longtime pastor of the cathedral. But since I've arrived, it's bothered me very much that most of Cathedral Square is in great disarray. It's a blight on the city. It's an embarrassment to the diocese. And so we've been working very hard to begin a revitalization and beautification of that square, which I think is central to the restoration of downtown Tucson. It has several components to it. So as you may know, Marist College was the first desegregated school in the state of Arizona. It's the tallest adobe structure in the state. And we haven't had an end use for that building, and it needs about $3 million, maybe $4 million of repair. But it's a historic building. It's an iconic building in our city. And I'm happy to say that the Foundation for Senior Living, which is an organization connected to Catholic Charities in Phoenix, has now committed to try and restore Marist College as a community center for low-income senior families. Mm. And in order to do this project, which they do through federal tax credits, they need a building where they can, a place rather, where they can build a 75-unit low-income senior housing. And they looked all around the Marist College and couldn't find anything. And they asked us if we would be willing to sell our building, our pastoral center building on Church. And so we have agreed to do that. with the hope that they will now be able to restore Marist College and bring a very important place for low-income seniors to have housing. And they've done things in Phoenix. They've done things in Yuma, very beautiful work. The rest of the project is there are two other buildings that are on that property along Ochoa Street. One is a little chapel, which is called Our Lady's Chapel, and it's also in terrible disarray. It was used as an office building for a few years. What we're going to, and actually began today on Ochoa Street, to begin the restoration of that chapel, and I think it's going to be a little jewel. John Allen, who did the cathedral, is the artist for the cathedral, is going to do that little chapel. It'll hold about 120 people. It'll be a place of reflection and respite for people in the downtown area, a place for small celebrations. And then with Cathedral Hall, it's a building that's not very functional right now. It's too small for the uses of the diocese. It was built at a time when the diocese was much smaller and the cathedral much smaller community. So what we plan to do there is retain a portion of the walls of that building and to build a four-story building that would include offices and meeting spaces on the first floor, and then something that the diocese has desperately needed and I think will also help the community, a 500-person conference center on the second floor. And on the third and fourth floor would be the offices of the diocese, having sold our building to the foundation in order to restore Marist College. So it's an exciting time. I hope that in the end it will be a place that people will see as really beneficial to the restoration of downtown Tucson. We've been talking to a lot of people trying to make sure that the project will benefit the city and the community as well as the church. And so it's all good news.
This is very exciting news for downtown Tucson. You're talking about really four components into this. What's your timetable for the completion?
Marist College and the building of the senior, that has to go to a proposal that they hope we'll hear in March.
Okay.
If not this March, hopefully next March, but they are committed to doing this. We've begun the work on the chapel, and we hope to complete the work on the four-story building sometime within about 2 years. The total project for the Foundation for Senior Living could be about a $25 million project. For the diocese, it would be about a $12 million project. So you're talking about $37 million being invested in the downtown Tucson community. For the benefit of the church, but also for the benefit of our city.
Now, the Marist College, you said that is it's a three-story structure, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that is of tremendous historic relevance.
Yes, it was the first desegregated school in the state. It's the tallest adobe structure. I think, you know, we've always been wondering how we could find an end use for the building that would be compatible with the church, and this idea of a community center and some apartments for low-income seniors, I think, will be a tremendous benefit.
And the Cathedral Square, it's relatively compact, so this is going to really, really spruce up that corner.
Yeah, we hope it'll beautify it.
Yeah, beautify around the cathedral.
So that people will, you know, the cathedral has been one of the most pictured buildings in the community, and so to clean up the blight and the embarrassment to the diocese by fixing this area for use by people in the diocese and in the community. You know, buildings in themselves are not important. It's what they're going to be used for, and these buildings will, I think, benefit so many, many people and be an opportunity for us to serve even more.
And of course, you always have a Christmas message. What is it going to be this year?
Well, clearly the message this year, Bill, is mercy, that we have a God who sent his only son, imagine that, his only son, to be born among us, which is great joy, but he came to save us, to redeem us, to help us to realize our best potential. None of us are perfect. All of us have shortcomings. You know, even the Holy Father, when they asked him, Francis, who are you? He didn't say the Supreme Pontiff of the Roman Catholic Church. He said, I'm a sinner. We're all sinners in need of God's mercy. And the fact that the Lord was born among us, like us in all things but sin, That's a statement of God's great love for us.
So 2016 looks like it's going to be a pretty optimistic year for the diocese.
Very much so.
With all these plans at Cathedral Square. And your parochial Catholic schools, how are they doing?
Well, they're doing great. We have.
Can you kind of give us a quick overview?
Sure.
How many do you have? And
so there are 25 schools, six high schools, and the rest would be our grade schools spread all around the diocese, so not just here in Tucson. And, of course, one of the great benefits of our state is parents have a choice of where they want to send their child to school. And that has made it possible for parents to send their children to a Catholic school, which we're very grateful for, and which I think benefits the whole state. You know, education is critical to the well-being of a community, and the more opportunities that parents have where they want to send their child to school is a great benefit, and I think our state has been a real leader in that area.
Bishop Gerald Kakanis, want to wish you a Merry Christmas, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Bill, and best to you.
Thank you very much. Back with you on the Buckmaster Show at exactly 12:30.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Well, our CEO interview series presented by Sun Corridor Incorporated, offering a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship within our region. Since 2005, Sun Corridor, Inc. has facilitated 110 relocations and major expansions in Southern Arizona, representing 27,500 direct and indirect jobs and an overall economic impact of nearly $8 billion. More information at suncorridorinc.com. Joining me on the live line, Mark Leibowitz, CEO of the Tucson Association of Realtors, MLS, a position he's held since early in 2015 when he moved to Tucson from Boise, Idaho, where he headed up the Realtors Association in that region. He's very active with the National Association of Realtors, and he currently serves as 2016 chair of the Association Executives Committee, a member of the NAR Board of Directors. He's also a member of the Sun Corridor, Inc. Board of Directors. Mark, how are you today?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks very much for having me today.
I think the big question everyone's wondering about, those short-term interest rates, the hike that happened first time in a long time by the Fed. So the obvious question, how's it going to affect mortgage rates?
Short-term and immediate is not really going to have an effect at all. The lenders, our primary lenders, kind of expected this to come, and they've actually built into their current rates the anticipation that there would be this 0.25% increase.
You posted about an hour ago on Facebook about a new consumer study just released by the National Association of Realtors, saying that 53% of those polled say they cannot afford to buy a home right now.
That's true. And, you know, when I looked at that response, I went a little bit deeper to find out whether or not it was as much a function of the current housing prices or anticipated costs of mortgage, or if it was their expectation about how their wages were going to change. And what I found was that the majority said, I guess it's 55%, is that right? 55% said they did not expect their family's net income to increase over the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So the minimal impact of a 0.25% increase in bank-to-bank lending rates pales when compared to, you know, this continued wage stagnation as an obstacle to home ownership.
So that's really paying, a lot of folks are paying so much attention to this stagnant wage growth, and it's really hurting your industry, isn't it?
Well, we've had a good year.
Okay.
2015 was a really good year for real estate, and I, you know, certainly want to attribute, you know, a good part of that to the the continuation of these historic low mortgage rates that has contributed to a really strong affordability. So we had a great year. Tucson's housing market recovery trails much of the rest of the nation in percentage, you know, in the pace of our recovery, but we had a good year. I believe that we're going to continue in 2016 to see, you know, a good, solid improvement over 2015.
Sales did take a dip in November, Mark. What was compared to last year and last month? What happened?
Well, you know, I looked at that too, and at first I wondered whether or not the typical seasonal slowdown that we see at this time of year, the period between, you know, November and January, is the lower volume for us. You know, in the height of our market, which is in the May June time, we might sell 1,500 homes in a month. When we get to November, December, January, that number historically, seasonally, falls to about 900. But the drop between October and November, or November from October, it seems steeper to me. So I looked at what might be the cause of that, and then I found an interesting article that said that in Arizona in November, 17% of transactions that were scheduled to close did not close.
Hmm.
And a function of that are these new consumer protection regulations, this thing that we call TRID. And what that did was add some more processes designed to benefit, you know, protect the consumer, but it slowed things down. And so what I found at the same time was that pending sales, looking at transactions that don't close, kind of a forward-looking indicator, pending sales at the end of November were up 23%, while sales were down, you know, approximately 17%. So I think that it's not a slowdown in our sales. It just took longer to process transactions in November with these new rules. So I see December being good.
You were, I think I was one of the first media interviews you did when you came to town almost a year ago.
So, I know, I was thinking about that.
So you've been in town about a year, and I wonder what were some of the big surprises since moving here from the Boise, Idaho area?
Well, in Idaho, we had a reasonable or a contributing global market. But when I come to Tucson and I start looking at what makes up our economy here in Tucson, the impact to us of global real estate is much bigger than I expected. For us, you know, we are one of the top four states in the nation in terms of global investment. Now, that's either resident purchase of real estate or non-resident purchase of real estate. And the impact to us in Arizona is very strong. So I've been spending these first 8-9 months learning more about the relationship between Arizona and Mexico, the trade that we have, the partnerships that we have, and that's been a big learning curve for me.
And when you, during your first one year here, TRIA, formerly Sun Corridor Inc., formerly TRIO, made the name change. Do you like the new emphasis, Mark?
I think that Sun Corridor is doing a great job. You know, and our role in economic development in Tucson is to make sure that potential employers, relocation employers, and expansion employers understand, you know, the positive components of our residential real estate market and the commercial opportunities that we have here. I think Sun Corridor does a really great job as an ambassador to our region around the country and around the world.
Okay, Mark Leibowitz, thank you very much. I hope you and yours have a lovely holiday season. Mark, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Mark Leibowitz, who heads up the Tucson Association of Realtors, MLS, a position he's held now for just about a year. I think we were probably the first media interview Mark did when he came to town. Our CEO interview series is presented by Sun Corridor, Inc. You can find out more about what they are doing at SunCorridorInc.com. We'll be right back with a real success story about Tucson and Pima Animal Care Center right after this.
Hey, sports fans, this is Ken Flower. I'm here with a couple of friends, and we have great news. Now, you guys tell them.
Woo! It's game time, Arizona. December 29th, the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl.
Hey, that's my pal Ali Farhang, the world-famous attorney, and he's hanging out with me, Mark Irvin, Mark Irvin Commercial Real Estate Services, two of the co-founders for the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl.
Mark, I'm so excited. After so many years, a bowl game is back in Tucson.
You know, you got to really appreciate all the people that have stepped up to help us. Arizona Party Rental is a good example of that.
I can't wait to see what they put together for the downtown block party on December 28th and the game on December 29th.
You know, you can always plan those guys to get in, get set up, get things torn down when they're done, and leave things exactly the way they had it.
An event like this really can't be put on without really good community advocates like Arizona Party Rental.
Hey, thanks to you guys, and thanks for making this happen. And thanks for making Tucson a better place to live. Arizona Party Rental. We'll see you December 29th.
Are termites chewing on more than your Yule log this holiday season? Five-Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foaming process will rid your home of termites before your first snowball fight on Mount Lemmon. So call Five-Star today and replace those termite tubes hanging from your ceiling with mistletoe and find someone to smooch under it. Call Five-Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Five-Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Give local, keep local. That's what you can do by donating to a qualified charitable organization by December 31st. The money you'd otherwise pay in Arizona state taxes can benefit a local charity of your choice. Claim a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for 2015 by donating up to $400 for couples filing jointly and up to $200 for individuals. It's easy. Just go to givelocalkeeplocal.org. Choose an organization like Arizona Children's Association and Catholic Community Services. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. What if our future is space? Experience Mars and beyond at Biosphere 2 every Saturday at our weekly What If special event during December. Growing food on Mars and seeing beyond the solar system are just a few of the adventures you can experience. Come visit the must-see wonder of the world today. Info at biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. A little bit of salsa music there, Ray, to get us going here on this Thursday afternoon. This portion of Buckmaster is brought to you by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County. They've been such a great sponsor. All our sponsors are terrific. Silver City, we send a lot of people over to Silver City, and they enjoy the visit. It's only a three-hour drive over there, and it's a historic place. The downtown's really neat. There's a lot to do in the area. The world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, the Gila National Forest, and all sorts of activities. So check it out. Great places to stay, like Burro Mountain Homestead RV Park, Spirit Canyon Lodge, and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. You can find out about the many places to stay and things to do by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. Now, one of my favorite topics, animals. I love animals, and so does Karen Hollis. She is the Director of Development and Marketing at Pima Animal Care Center, and PACC is a huge success story. Karen, how are you today?
I'm so great. Thank you so much for having us.
I mean, things are going very well. The adoption rate has really been spiked up, and that's the way we want to see it go.
That's true, and it's all because of the community support from people like you.
Well, thank you. Black Friday, you had a huge event Friday after Thanksgiving. It went Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. As my Facebook friends know, I lost the Buckmaster Show cat, Princess, a Norwegian forest cat, a.k.a. Maine Coon cat, the day before Thanksgiving. And so Ann and I decided, well, we heard about the Black Friday event. We joined a lot of other people. When I drove up and I saw your parking lot completely full, that was the best sight I had seen. It's great.
That was a Black Friday adoption special. That was the busiest day we've ever had at Pima Animal Care. We were only open for a few hours, and we did almost 100 adoptions. So we'll definitely do that event next year. And we also found out from our partners at Best Friends Animal Society, which sponsored the event, that we were third in the nation. Our total number of adoptions for that four-day special was third in the nation. So our community really came out to support us.
What do you have planned for the holidays, for the Christmas holidays, that can get some folks over to Pima Animal Care Center?
Well, this weekend, Santa is coming to Pima Animal Care Center. So starting Friday and going through Sunday, Santa and his elves from Tucson Electric Power will be there from noon to four each day. All adoptions at the shelter will just be $20. So every dog, cat, puppy, and kitten can go home with you for $20. And if you come when Santa's there, you can get a family portrait with Santa. So that's a great keepsake, you know, your first family photo with your new pet. And you can get a gift for your new pet all weekend long, too. So if you go to pima.gov/animalcare, you can get the whole scoop and the hours. But we would love to send a few hundred pets home for the holidays this weekend. So please come out to adopt.
And we did adopt when we came out on Friday. I mean, it's pretty hard when you walk in there if you love animals. I pretty much guarantee you're going to adopt. And we took home a lovely brother and sister, a cat team. We call them Hope. Hope is one of our other cats, and our other cat Hope and Magic are our two cats. And they had some issues, and they're coming around, and that's the good news. Now, this is a huge adoption party that's going on. Is it a one-day deal?
No, it's all 3 days. So it starts Friday, December 18th, and it goes through Sunday, December 20th. And on Saturday morning, there will be two live radio remotes there and some free pizza samples, too. Mm. So come on out and find your new best friend.
Things have really changed at Pima Animal Care, haven't they?
They really have. I was crunching the numbers last night, mm-hmm. and in 2010, our save rate for that calendar year was less than 50%. Mm. This year, this calendar year to date, we're almost at 90% average save rate. So we have really taken great strides because of the community support of our work.
You're going to be talking about the top 10 saves of 2015.
Yes. We are going to do a series this year, an e-blast series starting next Tuesday and lasting through the end of the year, the top 10 saves of 2015. So every day we're going to be sending out an email with a really awesome pet story, and it's going to tell you how you helped our veterinarian save that life.
Can folks find out through Facebook about that?
Yes, you can find us on Facebook. You just type in Pima Animal Care. We'll have updates there. You can also go to our website, pima.gov/animalcare, click sign up for our newsletter, and type in your email address, and then you'll get added to the list. And this is really fabulous. The Arizona Daily Star is also going to be printing this series every day in their Metro section starting next Tuesday. So you can also pick up a copy of the paper.
That'd be wonderful to find out about the top 10 saves at Pima Animal Care Center. You had some wonderful gifts that came in 2015. So Santa came very early and has been very good to Pima Animal Care.
This is true. Two very generous and very selfless women, Marilyn Rasmussen and Ella Jane Burson, left the pets of Pima Animal Care Center two estate gifts this year that total more than $1.4 million. And we are going to invest that money into things that the county can't do that are really going to help us save lives. So in 2016, that means that we're starting a dog training program. That's sort of the next frontier for us. With our amazing doctors, with Dr. Jennifer Wilcox setting up our medical program, we're able to save a lot of sick and injured pets. The pets that we have a harder time saving are dogs who have behavioral problems. Mm-hmm. It's looking like that's going to change next year, thanks to these two women.
How about the trap and neuter return project?
Oh my goodness. So a little over a year ago, we started a TNR project with Best Friends Animal Society, and it has taken us to no-kill for cats in just that short period of time. Now, that's a three-year grant, and it's going to run out. So we are setting aside about $500,000 of these estate gifts to keep that program going after the grant funding runs out, because we don't intend on going backwards in our life-saving efforts.
In a little over a year, there's been this new group that has formed and is doing very well. It's called the Friends of PACC.
Yeah, the Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is our new nonprofit partner. So currently, the Friends is a project fund held at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, which means that the Community Foundation is incubating us while we work to get our 501c3 paperwork done. Donations made to the Friends of Pima Animal Care Center fill critical gaps at the shelter that the county can't or won't provide. So say a big piece of equipment breaks, like earlier this year, the machine that our doctors use to clean old cat's teeth, like the cat you adopted, thank you for that, by the way, broke. And so the Friends of PAC bought one for $3,000 right away. There was no way the county could do that, because it wasn't in the budget, and they couldn't do it quickly enough. So the Friends of PAC does things like that, buys medications when we're experiencing crises, or equipment when the county's old stuff breaks down.
And yeah, because Hope, our little girl cat, she has no teeth. She had to undergo, really, Dr. Wilcox and the team, they're angels, I'll tell you. They had to do this operation, which was not an easy operation. Imagine all of your teeth being extracted, the roots, the whole thing. So that cat has been through a lot, and every day is like the best day of that cat's life.
It's true. And the Friends of Pima Animal Care Center bought a dental x-ray machine this year. So we used that on your cat to make sure we got out everything from the mouth. And we also bought long-acting pain medication so that pets like your kitty who undergo really traumatic surgeries can have steady and consistent pain relief. So the Friends of PAC, you can learn more about them at friendsofpac.org, just is another safety net for our animals.
Yeah, imagine yourself going as a human going through. Ray is in there shaking his head. No, I do want that experience. Every tooth being extracted, and the roots and the whole thing too. Only about a minute to go, Karen. So the big event, the Our Santa adoption party happening this weekend.
Yes, sir. You can come out starting at noon on Friday. We'll be open noon to 7, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And every adoption is just $20. That includes your new best friend's spay or neuter surgery, vaccinations, microchip, and a free vet visit to the vet of your choice, too.
How about a photo?
Oh, and a photo. So Santa can't be there the whole time. He's there limited hours.
Okay.
But he'll be there from noon to 4 each day. And you can get a little portrait that we will print out and you can put on your fridge.
And the new center, the new facility, it will be groundbreaking when?
Well, groundbreaking I know that this is what I know.
Okay.
Should be open to the public in early 2018. We're going to be in the design phase all next year. And okay. We can come back and talk to you about that in depth another time.
You are always welcome. Karen
Thank you.
Hollish, a very wonderful holiday season to you and all of my friends over there, Dr. Jen and the whole team at Pima Animal Care Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your support.
Thanks a lot. Karen Hollish, Director of Development and Marketing at Pima Animal Care Center. Coming up this afternoon, we have another one of our local talk shows, 4 to 5 in the afternoon for Tucson at 4 with our friend Mike Shaw. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, Chris and Joe, The Daily Double, Christy Simone, and a different guest host every day from 8 to 9, Sean McCluskey. He's another animal guy like me. He loves animals. I like cats. I like dogs too, but Sean's kind of a dog guy. But anyway, he's on from 9 to 10, and then I'll be back with our Friday Focus interview. Tomorrow we'll be previewing the 2016 legislative session with Jim Small of the Arizona Capital Times. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.